Today's daf is Yevamos daf Tes Zayin, as we are on the last full daf in the first parak. Yud Zayin is the beginning of the second parak. We are on Tes Vav Amud Beis, and we are discussing the sugyas of Tzaras Hamas, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you remember, the Gemara discusses, there is clearly a machlokas. The question is, did Beis Shammai act based on their opinion or not? And the Gemara went through a couple of places wondering if Beis Shammai ever went. Amazing that we are bringing in other areas of halacha, assuming that this is a general rule, whether Beis Shammai followed their opinion or not. It's not limited to an issue of Yibam. The last one that we mentioned was a brisa in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua, where Rabbi Yehoshua says, didn't really want to get involved in the situation because he was scared. The lashon was, "Misyari ani shema yarutzu gulgalti." Maybe they're going to break my skull. They're going to get rid of me. So the Gemara went, that only makes sense if he was going to create mamzerim, but if he wasn't going to create mamzerim, so then what was he afraid of? So the Gemara said no. Maybe he was afraid even of being creating pagumim. That was the Gemara that we saw yesterday. Just one ha'ara to mention related to that, and that is: does a dayan have to paskin even if he is nervous that his life is in danger? I mean, this isn't talking about a dayan. This is talking about a posek who's going to give a psak that might affect many people. But what about a dayan? This is a similar discussion that we've had based on the posek in Parshas Dvarim. The posek there says in Perek Aleph, posek Yizayin, Lo sakiru panim b'mishpat ka'gadol ka'gadol tishmun, Lo saguru mipnei ish. Don't be scared of anybody. Ki ha'mishpat le'lokimhu. Because the mishpat belongs to Hashem. The pasuk says, "Lo saguru mipnei ish." Chazal and the Sifri learn based on that, and the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that when a dayan knows exactly what he's going to paskin, and then all of a sudden he gets cold feet, he feels like the mafia who is on trial is gonna get him. Afterwards, they even threaten. They threaten his kids. They threaten him. So the Sifri says, the Rambam quotes it, you have to paskin. You have to paskin. If you didn't take the case yet, and you don't know which side Lehechana didn't know to, okay, then you're allowed to excuse yourself. But once you're the Dayan, and once we lean towards which side we're going to paskin like, Avo Misha Tishma es Devrehem, Viteida Lehechana didn't know to, I Ata Rashoi Lomar Eini Niskak Lochem. You can't say, I'm not gonna be involved. Shenemar, lo sugru mipnei ish. Shaloto bar, ish ploni rushahu. Shema yaharoges bini. Shema yadlikes gedishi. Shema yikatsis netiosai. Maybe he's gonna kill my son. Maybe he's gonna light my field. You know, maybe he's gonna do that. No? Ella, you have to paskin anyway. You have to paskin anyway. That is the Rambam, in Sanhedrin, Chaf Beis Aleph. As well as based on the Sifri. The Bach in Choshe Mishpat says it can't be true. Can't be true. It's not one of the big three. Choshev Mishpat Simen Yud Beis, where this is quoted. The box says, no, it can't be. Doesn't really mean. It can't be. Doesn't really mean literally. It means that he's scared that the guy's threatening that, but not that it really means that. But the pashas of the Sifri and the Acharonim point out that it seems to be Kipshuto. You think of Kipshuto, that even if your life's in danger. So one of two questions. Number one, if it's true that this is even b'makom pikuach nefesh, then why isn't this on the list of the big three? This should be the big four. Number four is lo saguru mipnei ish, even if your life's in danger. So the answer to that question is probably what the Menachas Chinuch says in another context. Menachas Chinuch says, what about the mitzvah of milchama? The mitzvah of milchama. Is there a heter of pikuach nefesh for the mitzvah of milchemes mitzvah? Of course not, because inherently milcham is dangerous. That's not part. It can be a p'tur. You only have the p'tur of pikuach nefesh if it's a mitzvah that normally does not entail danger. But if something that entails danger, so then you wouldn't have the p'tur. So maybe it's not exactly the same, but maybe you could say here too. There's always somewhat of a danger when you're passing against somebody. The guy's always going to get upset a little bit. So maybe that's part and parcel of the system of justice. You have to paskin no matter what, right? Even though one's life might be in danger. Number one. Number two, the other point made, but that was a Minchas Chinuch, if you want to look it up, in Taf Chaf Hey. Taf Chaf Hey. That is the Minchas Chinuch who's bothered by the language of the chinuch, because the chinuch there says, ha'over alzeh, ubali yado, v'yachola hargo, mi belisha yistakein bedavar, v'lo harago, bitel azeh. So he seems to say there is a Patur of Sakan, even by Melchama, and the Michas Chinuch can't fathom it. The other point to mention, though, is Svara. Why should this be Pikuach Nefesh? We know the big three, they're symbolic, maybe, of the three Amudim that the world stands on. That's the Maharal in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. But why should this one be Pikuach Nefesh? So he won't paskin. So he's scared. So he won't paskin. Let some other judge do it. Why does he have to, he knows what the din is going to be, and then he won't give the psak. Why is that so bad? So some achronim I heard in the name of the Bali, Ali Musar, I once heard this in on from Rabbi Bernstein, from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein from England on a tape that he mentions, maybe it's based on the concept that the Maharshal mentions. The Maharshal in Bava Kamma in the Amshal Shlomo. The Gemara there, if you remember the story, the Gemara tells the story of the non-Jewish generals who came to check out what's written in the Torah. It's the Romans, whoever, they said, teach us the Torah. Gemara daf lamed ches. And afterwards, after the whole shir, the whole weeks of shir, they said, okay, we understand everything, and we accept everything, except for one halacha. The case of an ox owned by a Jew, and an ox owned by a non-Jew. One case is chayv, one case is patur, that we don't get. Okay, Tosfos there asked the question, how can you teach them Torah in the first place? How do I teach Torah to a non-Jew? That's the Gemara we had back in Chagiga. So Tosfos answers, pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, there was no choice. So then the Marshal says, okay, go one step further. If it was Pikuach Nefesh, so why didn't they just change this one halacha? Isn't this one halacha asking for trouble? Right? Shor Shor Yisrael, Shorokach Shor Shor Goy, Potter. Shor Shor Goy, Shorokach Shor Shor Yisrael, Chayiv. Nezak Shalim. Isn't that asking for trouble? So it's Pikuach Nefesh. Says the Marshal, you're not allowed to misrepresent the Torah. You're not allowed to, what's called by the Achronim, Mizayef the Torah. I can't misrepresent it. And that's even B'Vaka Pikuach Nefesh. Not allowed to present the Torah as if it means one thing when it doesn't. So yes, to teach them the Torah, pikuach nefesh, is doche. But to be mezayef the Torah, to say the Torah says one thing and not something else, so then that is not allowed. And maybe that's behind the Kamsa Bar Kamsa story at the end there, that they didn't want to kill Bar Kamsa, because it would have been a ziyef haTorah to say that people who bring a balmum, l'gabi ha-mezbeach r'chai misa, that could be behind what's related to that. Some of you might be thinking, the Marshal asked this question, what about the Septuagint? What about the Gemara that we had in Megillah that they made all those changes, the 10 changes, the 70 elders? So he says that wasn't halacha lemaisa changes. There was no difference in halacha lemaisa there. It wasn't misrepresenting. It was the same thing, switching around a couple of words. Elokim bara bracious, to make it clearer what the Torah meant. E'ese adam b'tzalmenu kid musenu. Right, it would have been misleading, na'ase adam. Okay, and you change the name of our neves to a different animal, but it didn't really change halacha in that case, and that's why it wouldn't have been as bad. So that's what comes up. This is the sugya that pops into our head when we see Rabbi Yeshua say, "But they're going to kill me, and I'm worried. I don't want to get into it." He's not about a dayan, but that is in terms of a posek. So we're about 8 lines from the bottom. We just quoted this idea, the Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer that one is going to be a pugum, right, even if he would paskin, right? The Gemara said, why would they kill him? Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. There's only mamzeres from Chayv Mises Bezdin. So no, even if he wouldn't be a pugum, he wouldn't be a mamzer, he would be a pugum from a Kal Vachomer from Almana. Almana Kohen Gadol, the child becomes a pugum, even though it is an Isser, Sheina Shaveh Bakol. So surely by an Isser, that is Shaveh Bakol. So, the Gemara just asks a little question on this story. Remember, the Brisa started off by saying, they asked Rabbi Yoshua about Saras Habas, right, the co-wife of the daughter, meaning Reuven and Shimon. Shimon's daughter is married to Reuven, and then Reuven dies. Saras Habas, and he answered, and Rabbi Yoshua answered about the kids. But the kids. So, kabai minei tsaros, v'kapashet le b'nei tsaros. Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer them what they asked. They asked about the tsara itself. That's the primary case, machlokas v'shamayim beis hillel. And he answered them about the b'nei tsaros. So the Gemara clarifies, tarti kabai minei. They really asked him two questions, and he answered two questions. Tsaros mai, they asked him, what about the actual tsaros? The imtim salomar tsaros ke beis hillel, and even if you want to say that tsaros halacha is like beis hillel, I don't want to call it a kula. Remember, this is not, this case of Tzaras is not on the list that we have elsewhere in Shas relating to, oh, the cases where Beis Hillel is Machmer and Beis Shammai is Mekel. But it's not a cooler, a chomer, it's just different. Beis Shammai say, these Tzaras can marry whoever they want. So it is a cooler regarding the Tzaros, but it might be a chumrah regarding that you're not allowed. What about the Isra of Yivam al-Ashuk? Right. So there's it's just a different shita. So Vimtim, so there's a chumrah in both ways. Vimtim, so Lomit Tzaros k'Beis Hillel. And if you want to say we pass like Beis Hillel that they can marry whoever they want, so B'nei Tzaros l'Beis Hillel l'Beis Shammai. That's the question. The second question. Once you say they're allowed to marry out, so what would Beis Shammai say about those kids? Because those kids, it was basically an Isser Yevama Lashuk that they violated in Beis Shammai's eyes. So, can Beis Shammai marry those kids? Number one, who are you passing like it? If we were passing like Beis Hillel, would Beis Shammai marry those kids? So, Lamay Nafkamina, what's the difference? Meaning, Rashi says, once we pass like Beis Hillel, once he answered number one, though, we pass like Beis Hillel. So, why would there be a step two question, we pass like Beis Hillel, period. So why would you think there's a problem with the B'nai Tzaros? So the Gemara answers the Mifshad to answer a different question. Because whatever your answer to that question is, you're asking, what's the root of your question? Children of Chayvei Lavin. That's what you're asking. So that would be able to help us in another context. L'mifshad v'lad machzer grushas on the Beis Hillel. You're right, according to Beis Shammai, we wouldn't need an answer to the question because we would say that they're knowing like Beis Hillel. But what about according to Beis Hillel? What we paskin? And that is the Isser D'Oraisa of Machzir Grushaso, of a man retaking his divorce wife after she had married somebody else in the interim. In the case where she didn't marry, then there's a mitzvah of Machzir Grushaso. But in a case where she married somebody in between, so then that is a Chayvei Lavin. So Machzir Grushaso L'Beis Hillel. So in that case, what do we say about the child? And what's the question? Mi ka'amrinan. We'll get back to Machzer Grushaso, but now we'll just finish. Mi ka'amrinan kalvachomer. Shall we say, well, there's a kalvachomer that the child should be a problem. Uma almana l'kohen gadol. She'ein isura shave bakol b'na pagum. As we said yesterday, by an almana l'kohen gadol, where it is a very limited isser. It only applies to a kohen gadol. And yet the child is pagum, is tainted. Zu. She isura shave bakol. Eno ditshe b'na pagum. This woman, by Machzer Grushaso, who, it's an isser that applies to every single person, every single man, in a Klal Yisrael, surely her child should be pagum. So do we say that the ben of Machzer Grushaso is tainted? Oh, Dilma, you got a mifrach. What do we say? No. Mala almana shehi atzma mischaleles. By a case of almana, she herself is affected. That might show its stringency. And that's why the child is affected. Unlike Machzer Grushaso, she's not affected at all. Rashi helps us understand. How is an almana affected? One of two ways. Rashi gives two halachic ramifications. Number one, what if the Kohen Gadol dies? It's a man of the Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol dies. So, this woman can no longer even marry a Kohen Hedyot. Before, and she could have, she was just an almana. An almana is mutter to a Kohen Hedyot, only a grusha is a surah to a Kohen Hedyot. But now, this woman is a halala. She is affected, she can no longer even marry a Kohen Hedyot. And number two, if she is a Bas Kohen, she can no longer eat Truma. She is Nifselas bin Atruma, the Shavye Chalala Bibiaso, Rashi says. Right? So that is why the Almana is affected. Masar Grushaso, she's not affected. She already can't marry a Kohen Hedyot. And she already, says Rashi, to Eli Nasi Lakoi Kfar Mifsala Mishas Garishin, vi Bitruma Debe Nasha Lo Mifsala. And regarding Truma, she is not Nifselas. The special Limud he quotes from the Gemara later on. But either way, so Almana Koi Gadol is affected. So maybe that's why the child is affected, unlike by Machzer Grushaso. So that was the question that they asked. Again, we're trying to explain. What was the question that the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yeshua? So they asked him a double question. What do you say about the Tzara? And number two, what do you say about the ben of the Tzara? So, and the Nafkamina regarding the second question is regarding Machzer Grushaso. The Amar Lahu, and he answered him regarding both questions. Number one, he says, Tzaros Bisyarayani. I'm nervous to paskin about the Tzaros, because if I paskin about the Tzaros, that might be creating Mamzerim, because I will say that it was Chayve Krisus that was allowed, right? Misyare Ani, and that B'nei Tzaros, Ani Me'evachem, Regarding the Bnei Tzaras, that'll tell you the story of the two families that we quoted yesterday in the Braisa, that were Kohanim Gedolim, and the Beis Shammai people did not never complained about it. So that was the answer to the two questions. 2 points. Number one, just to mention a sheet of the Rambam. We're going to have to come back to this Rambam. A question how the Rambam reads this Gemara as well as a number of other Gemaras in Yevamos, but the Rambam has a Mechudash Shita regarding case of Yevama Lashuk, which just came up now. We're not going to do it in depth now because it's going to come up as a Shabbat later. The Rambam says in Yisurei Bia, in Perek Yurches Halacha Gimel, a Yevama that marries Lashuk, that is Chayvei Lavin. Yevama Lashuk, right? She's supposed to say a regular case, even Merchalitza. She doesn't do either. She marries somebody else. The Rambam says, Yevama Shaba Aleha Zar Asa'a Zona. Makes her into a Zona. Halachically a Zona. That is the sheet of the Rambam. And the Magen Mishnah here says, you know, Gamze Bechlal Niv Elas Bilaznus V'kol Shekeinu Mishar Chai V'Lavin Tomisavka Wanim Kiddushin Tofsim B'Yevama. There's a question whether this Tfisa's Kiddushin, other Chai V'Lavin, for sure, this Tfisa's Kiddushin. The L'chora is the Lav on the Baal or on the Isha. In most of these cases, it's on both. Most of these cases of Averas, the Averas on both sides, the man and the woman. This is not 100% clear where the Rambam gets it from. I saw a Zona. Zona is Nivala L'Pasola. Right? Usually that's the definition of a Zona. Nivala L'Pasola. Like a Amarla Kohen Gadol is not an actual Zona, it's Halala. Halala is a different category. And is this Pasola is Goy Eved Va'akum Haba Bas Yisrael. Right? That's Nivala L'Pasola. So is this in Pasala? So that is a Chiddush. The Rambam says, Asa Zona, the Gra here discusses, is it against our Gemara? You know, does it fit into other Gemaras? That's an important to Rambam to be aware of. The other point I wanted to mention was regarding the Isser in general of Machzor Grushaso. The Sefer HaChinuch, as well as the other Rishonim, discuss the Tama Mitzvah in Tavkuf Pei. Mitzvah 580 is the Mitzvah of Machzor Grushaso. The Chinuch says, Ke'ein Zimahu, Lios Ishto, Yotzeis min ha'echad u'mishameshes l'achirib v'yachar kach l'shuv al harishon. Right, it reminds us of the Egyptians' behavior, according to the Midrashim, of mach l'fin nishosehen. They switch their wives. They switch and they come back. That's machzor grushaso. I'm married and then somebody else marries her, then I take her back. If there was nobody in between, okay, you could say it's a hemshach. It's returning to what was. But in a case where there's someone in between, so it gives a bad taste of Zima. The Svarno also says, Ki zed derech mavo l'ni'uf, she'igarish ishes ishto, le'bakashas ha'no'ef, she'ikachen ala izazman, v'yoshev ala rishon l'kachta. Right, it smacks of ni'uf. Right, and if the Torah allowed it, there would just be, lead to terrible things. That's the Ramban, that's the Svarno, that's the Isser of Machzor Grushaso. It's something that we stay away from. Okay. Continuing the Gemara on top now. Tashma, so we're back to the, again, what are we trying to figure out? Even though we had some that we accepted, we're still dealing with the issue of Asu or Lo Asu. Did they act based on their Shita? So here we go. Tashma, Abimei, Rabbi Dosa, Ben Horkinis, Hutshvitz, Arasabas, Lachin. There it is. Shvamina, Asu, Shvamina. These are Dosa, Ben Horkinis, they mattered it. Right, Hutshvitz, Arasabas, Lachin. They allowed it, meaning like Beis Shammai. So that is the maskana, and that's what we find throughout Shas. And that's what if somebody would have asked us before seeing this Gemara, did Beis Shammai act based on their own shitas? We would have said yes. We said yes. Why wouldn't they? Because they had the baskel against them. Okay, but they're Beis Shammai, right? Rabbi Lazar in the Tanur Shalach Noi Gemara, he gets up on the chair and says, says there's a baskel that's like me, and he doesn't sound like he listened to Lo Bashamayim. Me, tell me to Beis Shammai. Gufa b'yemei Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis hitiru tzaras habas la'achin v'haya hadavar kasha l'chachamim, and it was difficult to the rabbis mipnei shechacham gadol haya. It was difficult that they heard this in the name of Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis because he was a great rav ve'enav kamu milavo the Beis HaMedrash. He couldn't see anymore, so therefore he stayed home and he didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash. They couldn't even discuss it with him. They couldn't even like say, "Oh, really?" To ask him questions and come to the Mita Shel Torah through question and answers through Shakla Vitaria. So he didn't even come to the Beis Medrash. It was very difficult. So they said, "You know what? Let's go to his house." Amru Mielif. They said, "Okay, who's going to go VODO? Who's going to let him know that that many people argue on him, and this might not be the greatest psak to say in public because it is not accepted by the rest of the Rabbanan." So Amar Lahan, Rabbi Yeshua Ani Eilech. Rabbi Yeshua says, "I'll go." He volunteers. His younger Yeshua is the one that volunteered. Remember the other story? It reminds of the story in Brachas Chav Zayin Chav Ches, where Rabbi Gamliel was thrown out, and they put up Lothar ben Azariah in his stead, and the Rabbanan asked, who's going to go? Who's going to go tell him? Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was involved in that story. Said, so there, he couldn't go. He said, okay, here, I'll go. So, who's going to go? So, Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll go. Be'achar of me, and who's going to go with him? After him, Rabbi Lothar ben Azariah. Be'achar of me, Rabbi Akiva. So, the same people, Rabbi Lazman Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua, they're all going to go. What's the language of acharav, after, as if there's going to be like a delay? You're going to send one person and then wait a few minutes and then send the other person. So says the Ben Yoyada in the Benayahu. He says, imagine if you saw Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lazman Azariah all going out of the Beis Medrash together. Ooh, where are the Gedolei Adar going? All of a sudden, there'll be a whole pack following them. There'll be a whole entourage. And the Rabbanan didn't want this to be a whole public thing right now. So, one by one, you see the Gedolei Adar walking? Okay, so the Gedolei Adar is walking. But that's not going to lead to people following them. Fascinating. It'll be in the newspapers. You know, they'll do their research, what's going on here. So that's why they went out one by one. They don't want to cause a ruckus right now. They're going to go talk to Rabbi Dosa in private, and therefore they went out one by one. Why dafka these three people? Why Dafka Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, they were the ones that volunteered, but they were the representatives, says the Marsha. They were the leaders. They were the leaders of the time, says the Marsha. Lefisha who? Rabbi Yeshua Hayav Bezdin, Boso Dor, Viachar Rabbi Azariah Yeshua Yanismana Linasi, Viachar Rabbi Akiva, Sheshmo Kishe Magdolim. Because he had the greatest reputation, as we'll see soon. So these were the three great Rabbanan. So they went to find out what Rabbi Dosa's story was. So Halchubam Dol Pesach Beso, they went and stood outside his house. Right? They didn't barge in. Nichnas Hashivchaso, so his shivcha goes in. Amr lo Rabbi Chachma Yisrael Banin Etzlacha. The rabbis, the Chachma Yisrael are here for you. Amr lo Yikansu, let them come in. V'nichnasu, and they came in. Tafsu Rabbi Yoshua. So he realized, the Marshal explains, he knew Rabbi Yoshua. That's why, even without asking, he grabbed Rabbi Yeshua, v'hoshivu al mita shalzav. He gave him a fancy place to sit in. He put him on a golden bench. Amar le Rabbi, emor le talmidcha acher v'yeshev. So Rabbi Yeshua says to him, remember, he couldn't see. He says, there's someone else here. There's someone else here. Please let your other Talmud come and sit. Amar lo miyu, who's here? Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Lazar ben Azariah is here. Amar v'yeshlo ben Lazariah chavireinu. Wow. Our friend Azariah has a son who's a great rabbi. It's very exciting. Right? Sometimes you meet an old friend, you meet a child of an old friend. You're like, wow. Wow, that's, you know, it gives you a certain feeling. So here he says, wow, Azariah, our friend that has a great son. You know, let him say, Karol of a mikra zeh. He called about him the following pasuk, Nara Yisigam Zakanti. I used to be young, and now I'm old. V'loraisi tzadik ne'azav. I never saw a tzadik that was forsaken. V'zara mavakish lachem. I never saw, you know, Baruch Hashem, he has a son who is following in his footsteps. Stop there for a minute. Why was he so excited? Rabbi Lazman Azariah's son, and Dafke, he quoted this pasuk related to the son. So, the Ben Yoyada again. This is the Ben Yoyada. Says the Ben Yoyada again, Machidish kamash v'lam b'mik b'lashin zeh. Right, he's so in wondrous. V'yeshlo ben la'azariah chaveirenu. So he quotes from the Ohel Yaakov. The Ohel Yaakov is the Dubna Magid. The Ohel Yaakov. Tahaben hanishma la'aviv. V'sor la'mashma aso. If you have a child that follows in the father's footsteps, and he listens to everything the father says, and he does. V'oev lilmod mimenu chachma ubina. And he absorbs everything the father gives him. Oz ben ze gambo do katan nechshav legado b'shanim. The child's considered older because he gets everything that the father gets, even though he's a young age. Kian ki achachma asher asaf aviv beribu ishnosav es akol kalat v'lokacha ben azeb esman muat. Right, but the child got in a very short amount of time. The son got in a very short time. V'nimsa ki'ilu hu chai kol osam shanim shachai bohem aviv. Sha'asaf bohem divrei chachma elu. It's as if the son was alive all those years. Right? Usually we think of the opposite. As long as the son continues the father's path, as if the father's still alive. This is in the opposite. If the son gets everything the father learned for so many years, it is as if the son was alive during that time. And that's the pasuk of Kabedas Avicha Vesimecha Laman Yarichon Yamecha. Right? Give kavod and absorb everything your parents teach you, because then you'll have Arichas Yamim, not forward, backwards. Backwards you'll have Arichas Yamim. Laman Yarichon Yamecha. That's the old Yaakov. So now, in steps the Ben Yoyada. Ubezepi Rashti. Ma'amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Sha'amar, Hareini, Kevin, Shivim Shana. I am like 70 years because he at a young age was so absorbed in all of the Torah that his father and the other rabbis gave him, Azariah, that he was as if he was 70. Klomer, Tihilo Lokel, Kibalti v'kalatzi chachma asher asa v'kibitz avi bishnosaf. V'nimsa, avlopisha ani katan b'shanim, arini nechshav l'gadlu b'shanim, kishzakein shakana chachma b'rov shanim. Right, that's the lashon of that we say in the Agada and the Mishnah and Brachas. T'chashav kiilu chaisi osam shanim asher hisik avi b'hem divrei chachma elu shekibalti mimenu. So now, with that background, we get back to the pasuk. Here, Rabbi Dosa, here's from Rabbi Yeshua. Not just that there's Rabbi Elazar here, there's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He emphasizes that he's ben Azariah, he's emphasizing that he got what he got from his father. So he says, Sichas Talmid Chacham, Srichat Talmud, why is he telling me that who his father is? Why is he reminding me of our classmate way back when? It must be that he was collate everything that his father got. And therefore, that's his bracha and his exclamation. He says that he's giving. And that's the pasuk of Nara Isi Gamza Kanti, Velo Isi Tzadik Nezav, because of this Yisum. Okay. It's a nice, var, you can say it a simcha also, if you want to, relate it to a bar mitzvah, or relate it to a bracha that you give to a child that was born. Bechul. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is introduced. Back to the story. After he calls the pasuk, Tav Suvo Shivu Amita Shalzav. So he also gives him a golden chair to sit in. Amar Le Rebbe. So Rabbi Yeshua says again to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Amar Lo Talmidcha Acher VeYeshev. There's someone else here. Tell your other Talmud to come sit. Amar Le Umihu Akiva ben Yosef. Akiva ben Yosef, he must have been very young at the time. Akiva ben Yosef. Omer le, atu Akiva ben Yosef, sheshimcha holech misofa olam vatsofo. Are you the great Rabbi Akiva? The world famous Rabbi Akiva? Are you him? No answer. He wasn't going to say yes. Right? Just doesn't answer the question. So obviously he is acquiescing and saying yes. Shev v'ni shev kamo shev. Have a seat. Kamoscha yirbu b'Yisrael. He doesn't give him the golden seat. He was younger. But he gives him a bracha. There should be many more like you in Klal Yisrael. So it's chilub misavavin oso balachas. Now we get into the Torah. We start talking about various halachas with him. Ad shegila tzaras habas. Until they get to the conversation relating to tzaras habas, they didn't want to start with that. That would appear like they're coming to attack him. So they started talking in Torah with him. You know, have any good thoughts on the parsha? You know, what sugya you're learning? And then, you know, by the way, can we ask you something about tzaras habas? Amrule tzaras habas mahu. They asked him, what's the halacha? B'shem beis hillel. Amar lah and machlokas b'shem beis hillel. He says machlokas. Halacha k'divrei mi amar lahen halacha k'beis hillel. Amru le, follow mishimcha amru halacha k'beis shamai. That's why we're here. We heard that you say that the halacha is like b'shamai. Amar lahem. He says to them, wait a minute. What you hear? Dosa shematem or ben Hyrcanus shematem? Did you hear the name of my first name or my last name? Right? Dosa or ben Hyrcanus? Amru le, chai Rebbe. The life of Rebbe, meaning we swear, stam shamanu. Meaning we heard it in the more general term, meaning ben Hyrcanus. We heard it from the name of Ben Hyrcanus. Amar Lahem, he says, okay, I have the answer. Ach katan yeshli. I have a younger brother. So the next words are unclear exactly how to read them. Let's read them first as Rashi reads them. Bichar satanhu. V'yonasan shmo. He is a adversarial child. Bichar satan. What does that mean? And his name is Yonasan. Look at Rashi. Bichar satanhu. Charif. Va'omed al shmua, so he is very sharp. He is omed al shmua, and va'osem maaseh ve'enoshav mishmua so lasos karabim. Right, he gets his shita and then he holds like it till the death. Right, even if he's outvoted. right? So that's what he means. I got a challenging brother that always stands up and thinks what he thinks in Torah and doesn't back down. So that's the Satan is used as adversarial. The Yonah son Shimo. That is Rashi. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim here, the Tosfos Yeshanim here on the bottom, he quotes Bechar Satan, Pirush HaKuntris, Kach Shimo. The Yesh Mefarshim, Tzezesh Shem Iro. Right? Read it as Bikur Satan. I have a brother in a place called Kur Satan. Right? Bikur Satan. That's what it means. Vashlama Yishli Ach Bikur Satan. And some even have a different gear, so not Satan, but Shanun. A sharp brother. Not an adversarial brother. Either way, blame it on my brother, he's saying. It's my brother, it's not me. Who said that? V'umi tamidei shamai. And he's in the Shammai crowd. V'yizaru shelo yikapech. And be careful. I'm warning you. He tells the three rabbis. Shelo yikapech eschem ba'alachas. Right? Don't get him into conversation. He's just going to get you into a he's a great arguer. We all know some people like that. That you can't get into an argument with them because they're going to win. Even if you're right, they're going to win. So just don't start. So he's actually kavech eschem balachas. Lefisha yesh imo shlosh meos shuvos betzaras abas, because he has 300 reasons about tzaras abas shi mutaris, that it's mutter. Right, there are certain numbers in Shas that you could say it's guzma, it's not literal. 300, 400, right, these numbers come up a lot. So, but it means a lot. He has many tshuvas that he could be mekafech you and answer you. Avol meid ani alai shemayim va'aretz. But even though he could say that, but I'm being meid. I'll be meid on shemayim va'aretz. Sha'al meducha zu yashav Chagai Hanavi. On this pestle, this mortar, Chagai Hanavi stood up. V'yomar, and if you don't want to say it was actually Chagai he's meid about, he has a mesorah going back to Chagai Hanavi, or one of the last Nevi'im. V'yomar shlosh dvarim. And he said three things. Saras avas asura. Number one, meaning against Beis Shammai, Amon Umoav Ma'asrin Ma'aser Ani B'Shvius. We'll get back to each of these. In the areas of Amon Umoav, they take off Ma'aser Ani during Shemitah when there is no other Ma'aseros. And Umakavim Gerim Min Akarduyin Umin Atarmudim. And you can accept Gerim from these two nations. Meaning, you know, we'll see. You don't have to assume they're Mamzerim. You can assume they're non-Jews, and therefore they can convert. A couple of points. Number one. And that is, why do I have to mention all three things? Just mention the first thing. Why do I have to say that, and he testified, Chagai Hanavi testified about these three, just say the one that we're interested in, Saras Abbas. So some say that, well, maybe this is part of showing that what he is saying is true. If he just quotes, oh, Saras Abbas, maybe he got the Mesorah wrong, maybe he's not 100% sure, but if he says all three, says also the Binayo, says all three, then Mistami, he got it right. This was a package, this was a Mesorah that he had. And that's why he said all three. The Arach Laner, you have to have shas on your fingertips to give this suggestion. The Arach Laner says that Yaakov Ettlinger, Ochner says he gave these three because he told each one of them was mechuvan to a different one of the rabbanan, He says, Hadam Rei Lohem Gimel Dvarim Elu Yeshlomar. One he said to Rabbi Yeshua, one to Rabbi Zayin, one to Rabbi Akiva. Kiseder Chashivusan. Rabbi Yeshua, he basically can't ask the main question. Tzaras Abbas. So that's what he answered to him. Tzaras Abbas is Aser. Fine. And Rabbi Yeshua earlier, if you remember, was worried, they're going to kill me. I mean, started off today. So he said, Rabbi Yeshua, don't worry about it. This is the Mesorah. Don't be scared. Paskin this way. Like Beis Hillel. Number one. Et Rabbozah ben Azariah, he quoted Ma'asrin Ma'aser Ani B'Shvius. Why? Because if you look in Meseches Yadayim in the fourth parak, the Mishnah that we'll see soon, it's he holds that you're Ma'aser Ma'aser Sheni during Shemitah. So he says, oh, and to you, Ma'aser Ani. And to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says, we'll see later on that there is mamzerim mechayve lavin, and there are limitations to who you are allowed to accept gerim from. So that's what he says, you accept gerim from these two nations. So to each one, the Arach Laner says, it is mechuvan to another one of the Rabbanan. And that's why he mentions all three. Okay, so continuing the story. Tana, we'll get back to those three, but first finish the story. K'shenichnesu, nichnesu b'vesach echad. When they went in, maybe they went in the road, one after another, but then right before they went in all together. But they went out three different doors. They went out in three different directions. Why? Tosis, Dibur Maskul Yatsu, two opposite deus. First Tosva says, well, they just got warned. So they didn't want to find this Yonah son brother and all get stumped all at once. Right? Because he would stop them and then they would have to say, okay, we're wrong. Or Dafka, they spread out to Dafka find him. Dafka find him so that they can listen to his tainus and come up with answers to his tainus. So it says two opposite opinions of why they split up. So, So, wouldn't you know it? He found Rabbi Akiva. Akshi leva ukme. So, he asked on him and he stumped him. He stumped Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo, ato Akiva shashimcha holech misofa olo matzofo. Are you that famous Rabbi Akiva? Ashrecha shezachita l'shem. Praised are you that you were zocha to such a reputation. Va'adayin lo higata l'roi bakar. But you're not so great. Right, you haven't even gotten to the level of the Roei Bakar. Amar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says in a state of humility, Vafilu Roei Tzon. What do you mean? Not even Roei Tzon. Forget Roei Bakar. Even Roei Tzon, which is a lower level of wisdom. Stop there for a moment. The Maratchai is here, asks, what's that, Roei Bakar? Okay, you want to insult him. Why Dafka Roei Bakar, Roei Tzon? So, Rabbi Akiva, if you remember from the first parak of Maseches Sanhedrin, the Gemara discusses that one is not allowed to do Ibur Hashana in Chutz La'aretz if there are Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael that could do it. In Eretz Yisrael, that those are the ones that are supposed to be the power of Ibur HaChodesh, and Ibur Hashana is in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, even Shlosha Roei Bakar in Eretz Yisrael beat out anyone who is greater than that and a great Rav in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was Ma'abir Shanim B'Chutz La'aretz B'Pnei Shelo Hiniyach Kamoso Ba'aretz. So that's the illusion here, that this Yonasan is saying, Rabbi Kiva, you're not even like Roei Bakar. Right, meaning they were the ones that should be doing the Ibor instead of you in the Chutz La'aretz. That the Maharis Chai is here, makes that connection to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay, so that's the end of the story. But now we get back to the other two statements that Rabbi Tzolak ben Hyrcanus has made. Number one, Amonu Moab at the eighth wide line. Amonu Moab Ma'asrin Ma'asrin Ani B'Shvius. What's the Chiddush? As we just mentioned, during Shemitah, as we are in right now, there's no Shumas and Ma'asrin. During Shemitah, when you have Shemitah produce, no Shumas and Ma'asrin, it's Hefker. What about this halacha? Let's see. So the areas of Amon Moav are Ma'aser Ma'aser Ani. To Amar Ma'ar Harbi Krachim Kafshu Oli Mitzrayim Lo Kafshu Oli Bavel. There are many areas that the Oli Mitzrayim, Yeshua Ben Nun, and his armies conquered, but after they went into Galus and came back for Bayis Sheni, the Oli Bavel did not reconquer them. And therefore, the Kedusha did not go back to those lands. The Kedusha Rishona Kishol HaShaita V'lo Kishol HaSelavo. It did not have Kedusha, v'hi nichum. And they left them without their Kedusha. Kedei she'yisvachu aleihem aniyim b'shvius. So that during Shemitah, right, if it got Kedusha, then there would be no Maestros, period. It does not have Kedusha, and yet Chazal were misakein that there should be Maeser Ani brought from these lands so that the aniyim have what to eat. During Shemitah, because remember, during Shemitah, there's no leket, shikah, peh, there's none of those mitzvahs apply during Shemitah. So Chazal wanted at least one area where the aniyim would be able to gain meiser ani from. That's what Tosas here discusses, which land exactly is it referring to. Tosas, right, quotes, well, first Rashi. Rashi says here, it's from the lands that, v'tiklu meiser risho, meiser ani. Sorry, the first part of the Rashi. Yisrael madarim be'eretz amonu moav shekivesh Moshe misichon v'niskachu b'kedushas eretz Yisrael v'yachshav v'yisheni batlo kedushas of Zoram b'shvius, those lands. Tosfos, Rabbi Natan, does not like that. It's the lands of Eretz Sichon v'og. He says, that has Kedusha. Right? So he does not think it's lands that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't conquer. Rabbi Natan suggests that it was never. Shelo kitshu. I'm reading in the middle of Tosfos. Tahachar be'eretz amonu moav shelo kivesh Sichon me'olam. It's even bigger chiddush. Lands that have no kesher, that was never conquered at all, they were misakin. Okay, so it's machlokas Rashi ben Otami, or which land exactly is it being referred to? But either way, it is the takana was to have meiser ani from these lands. There is a discussion. If you look in the Mishnah in Yadayim, Mishnah Yadayim says that this halacha was a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Mishnah Yadayim tells us in the fourth perek, it says, Amo Nemoav Ma'asher Meiser Ani B'Shvias, Bacha Rabbi Eliezer, Va'amar. This was quoted in the name of certain Rabbanan. And he says, Mekubal Anim Rabbi Yochanan Mezakei Sheshama Mirabo V'Rabbi Mirabo, and Alacha Moshe B'Sinai, Sh'amo Nemoav Ma'asrin Meiser Ani B'Shvias. So it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So he got very upset. How is it that it is called a Gzeira D'Rabbanan? Is it literally halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So we quoted this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. The Rav Bar Tanura here and the Tiferes Yisrael both say lav dafka de'ezem min haTorah ela ki'ilu hu halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Sometimes halacha Moshe B'Sinai is used to mean that it is a very ancient law and it's very clear that this is what we hold. So this can help answer the question that we asked on the Rambam, well-known Rambam that said that there is never a machlokas about a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's part of its definition, and we know there are many machlokas about halacha Moshe B'Sinai throughout Shas. So there are various answers to help out. One of them might be that sometimes it doesn't literally mean halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's the Tiferes Yisrael and the Bar Tanura in Yadayim in the fourth perek, where the Mishnah discusses Meiser Ani.
Is this a reflection that Meiser Ani is not necessarily 3 and 6?
Is Meiser Ani 3 and 6? Right. The question is, right, when do you do Meiser Ani? Because what should it be? Usually we would say probably Pashas Meiser Sheni. Right. That's what the other Tanam hold there. Right. Because Meiser Ani is the exception. It's always Meiser Sheni. 1, 2, 4, and 5. 3 and 6, you stick in Meiser Ani. But usually the rule should be Meiser Sheni. But the Masori is that this is Meiser Ani. Right. The question is, what is the rule and what is the exception related to other years? Okay, so that was the second halacha that was quoted in the name of Chagai. Next, 5 lines to the bottom, 7 lines. Umakabim Geirim Minakar Duyim Ba'atar Mudim. And we accept Geirim from these nations. Aini, is this really true? Vatani Rami Bar Yecheskel Ein Makabim Geirim Minakar Duyim. We do not accept Geirim from the Karduyim. Ravashi Kartuyim Itmar. No, that's who we don't accept from. Kedamri Inshi, Kartuyim Psulim. Right, it's a different nation. V'yikadamri, or Tani Ram Bar-Yecheskel. Enu Kalim Gerim Min HaKartuyim. My love, Hainu Kartuyim, Hainu Karduyim. Aren't they the same nation? Rav Ashi, no. Lo, Kartuyim Luchud, V'Karduye Luchud. Kedamri Inshi, Kartuyim Psili. Okay. Rav Yochanan, Mesavya, Damri Travayu. Both of these rabbis said, Enu Kalim Gerim Min HaTarmodiyim. We don't accept Gerim from the Tarmodiyim. We don't. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos is printed on the base. How could he argue with Chagai? So the answer must be, he says Chagai never said it. He would say that. He doesn't have a Masorah from Chagai and Avi. So he says, you do not accept Geirim from the Tarmodiyim, because you're worried that maybe mixed into them are Jews who created Mamzerim, and then it will be a problem to convert them. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That the Tarmodiyim are considered Jews? Right, who might have gotten mixed in? The Tarmudim? But the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Nida. Background. We know there are many Avos HaTuma. One of them is Dam Nida. Dam Nida is an Av HaTuma Deoraisa. It is Metame. It's Metame, it's an Av, and it makes something into a Rishon. A Ketem, a Kesem, a stain, is not Metame Deoraisa. It's only Metame Derabanan. Just like in real Nida, doesn't make a woman a Nida Daraisa. But the Kesem is Metame Midrabanan, but Chazal were only Gozer Midrabanan on Jewish stains. On stains from Jewish women, not stains from non-Jewish women. So, let's continue. V'yotnan, Kolak Samim Habam and Arekem Tahorim. All stains that come from Rekem are Tahar. You could assume that they're all non-Jews. All non-Jews. That's what you can assume. V'Reb Yehuda Metame. Reb Yehuda says no. You have to be gozer, you have to be worried. Because there are some Jews that got mixed into those areas of Rekem. Tosis here discusses, you find Rekem in the beginning of Gittin, that it is Jewish, maybe there's a difference between our case and this case, not for now. So, the Mishnah continues, Torim. But if you find it from an area that's really non-Jewish, Tar! Not Rekim. Rekim is a little bit questionable, machlokas. But from a case of Ovdik Ochavim, it's Tor. The Avinam Ba, and we were diag based on that, Kapasik Vatani, the Mishnah does not make any distinctions when it says Min Ovdik Ochavim. For Kapasik Vatani, Bivain Ovdik Ochavim, Vafilum in a Tarmud. Even from the Tarmodium, they're going to be Tor. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zoso Maris, Bekablan, Gerimi Tarmud. If they're considered Gayim, totally, then you can accept Geirim from them. Question mark, stira. Zakar Rabbi Yochanan say that we don't accept Geirim from the Tarmodiyim. Here he says the opposite. So answer, v'chitei mazos v'lo svirale. If you want to say he's just explaining, but he doesn't really hold like this. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, halacha gestam mishnah. but he holds like anonymous Mishnayos, as this one in Nida is. Answer, Amoraim, Nida Valim, Rabbi Yochanan. So Machlokes Amoraim, what Rabbi Yochanan held. And remember the Rashi in Ksubis, Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, who says, this is the type of Machlokes where we don't say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, because he only said one. So one of them is right and one of them is wrong. There might be halachic validity to the opinion, but to say what Rabbi Yochanan said, unless he changed his mind, then only one of them would really be MS. Period. So mitamen my time alone. So we never explained. Why wouldn't you be able to accept Geirim from Tarmodium? So plegi bar Rabbi Yochanan v'savya, chad amar mishem avdei Shlomo. One is, the reason is avdei Shlomo. Shlomo had non-Jewish servants who lived with Benos Yisrael. And this sheet is holding that a goy that lives with a Bas Yisrael, havlad mamzer. So if they're mamzerim, so then their children are mamzerim forevermore. So you can't convert them, because then you're going to think you're starting off fresh. So Avdei Shlomo, v'chad amar mishum benos Yerushalayim, and something it was no benos Yerushalayim, as we'll see later on. Benos Yerushalayim b'chorbana, the goyim that came in to Yerushalayim were ma'anes the benos Yerushalayim. And even though the Aruch Lanier points out, even though we know Sancheriv was mevalbel all the nations, maybe this nation lived in Eretz Yisrael before he was mevalbel it, or maybe they lived afterwards. So because obviously this nation still exists. Bishlam alam adam mishum Avdei Shlomo. Fine, according to that sheet, the kasavar of the Chachamim Avdei Shlomo v'lan mamzer. That's what they hold. Ela, which is a machlokas later on, we do not pask in that way. Right? If a goy lives with a Jewish woman, so then the vlad is not a mamzer. We pask in the vlad is kosher. Ela l'man d'arim mishum benos Yerushalayim ahi. What does benos Yerushalayim mean? So pliki rav Yosef Rabban and Vitzravayim Mishvei the Rabba Barachana. Chada amar tracer al flagavri v'shis alfi kashtuye. It was the non-Jewish armies that were coming in. So either there were 12,000 soldiers and 6,000 bow and arrow soldiers, or there were 12,000 altogether. Either way, there were a lot of soldiers. When they came in, most of the army went to the gold and the silver. But they went to our women. Like the pasuk says in Eicha, right? That was the that's what they were involved in. Good. Stop there for a minute. Just is an important tosfos discussed here, and that is we paskin goy ve'eved abal bas yisrael avlad kasher. What does that mean? What does havlad kasher mean? If you look in the piskei tosfos, meaning what pashus does it mean? It means kasher. It means the vlad, the baby's Jewish. That's a Jewish mother. So what if the father's not Jewish? That's a Jewish mother. Period. If you look in the piskei tosfos in kiddushin, not in the piskei tosfos in kiddushin. He says, kosher just means he's not a mamzer, but he needs geirus. That is a machlokas rishon, and that's what the Piskei Tosfos is saying. Kiddushin, that's what the Chachma Shlomo quotes from the on Shulchan Aruch. He quotes this from this, the Achron, the Chemda Shlomo, the Taz and the Shach also quoted. They all quote that there is this Deya, but Ruba to Ruba of the Poskim. The Shach and the Taz quote, Halacha Lamaisa, no geirus is needed. No geirus is needed. Jewish mother, that's it. There's a fascinating Maharshal. The Maharshal is right here on our Tosfos. The Maharshal says, well, it depends how he acts. If he grows up and acts like a Jew, he does not need Geirus. If he acts like a Goy, and then all of a sudden he wants to become Jewish, then he would need Geirus. Amazing. How he's being misnigh. Probably that Shita means Meikar Adin, he's Jewish. But depends how he acts, then he would have to come back. But either way, that is a very important machlokas. What is the halakha? Also related to that is, again, this is the place where Tosfos discussed it. This is always quoted. Tosfos is at the end of the first parakeh in Yevamos. The second half of Tosfos kasavar. The second half. The fourth to last line. Tosfos asks, v'im tomar. Bishlama me eved havi mamzer de be eved ikawav. Elo me ovid kochavim amai havi mamzer. Bezin shol shem gazru midaraisa bias heterhi. If a Jewish woman is mizana with a non-Jewish man in private, what isra are they violating? What isra are they violating? Says Tosfos, isn't it a very, very, very ancient isra d'rabanan? And they're like, how could they be mamzerus? Two answers in Tosfos, two deis. Tosfos' first answer is, Afagav de bias heter himi da raisa bitsina, mikomakam kivan de lo tafsi ba kedushin avi mamzer. Mamzeris goes by itfisas kiddushin. That we're going to get to that. That is a discussion later on Dafet in the Mems. Mem, Tassam, and Aleph. That's the gets into the question of what's the definition of a Mamzer. It doesn't matter what kind of Isser you're doing, right? Mamzeris goes by no Tvisas Kiddushin. Number one. Number two, Tos has another Deya. It means Meovik Achavim Lavim. It's a Mamzer Midrabanan. Either way, that's what Tosfos discusses. Bifar has to see if everybody knows about it. It could be an Issa Daraisa. But this is Tosfos' discussion. What is the Isser? It could be worse. It is worse. For a non-Jew, Rahman al-Aslan, they're both terrible, terrible. But for a Jewish woman to be Mizana with a Jew or a non-Jew, right, it's better, so to speak, it's a less of a problem with a non-Jew, even though obviously they're both, we can't even say those words, they're both terrible. But that's what Tosfos discusses here. If it's not Daraisa, how can there be an issue of Mamzeris? Okay, we'll have to stop here on the second wide line. Hashem will continue tomorrow with the end of the first parak and getting into the second parak, which brings us back to Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayu Ba'olamo. Right, back to the first Mishnah that we had. Again, if anybody is interested in sponsoring any of the Shiurim here on the OU site, please feel free to contact the OU and sponsor a day, a week, a month of Shiurim to be able to help with the Harbatzas HaTorah.